Creating Bestiary for the Work That Reconnects online gathering. Shayantini Ghosh and Hector Aristizabal were invited to join in the week-long celebration of the Work That Reconnects network, particularly on the day dedicated to honoring our collective pain for the world. Our intention was to involve other WTR practitioners in the process, both in shaping our activities and imagining how others could participate. The inspiration for this endeavor came from Joanna Macy's 1981 poem, Bestiary, which emerged from a shared exercise of grief for the numerous species that had vanished by that time. Recognizing the enormity of the task, we pondered how to navigate the ongoing environmental crisis, the 17 active wars, the breakdown of social institutions, the global issue of male violence against women, and the pervasive sense of meaninglessness in today's world. How could we collectively mourn the beauty and life lost in our world? How could we grieve the futures we had envisioned for ourselves and our children, futures that might no longer be obtainable? Acknowledging the profound impact of Joanna Macy's life work and the wisdom of the Work That Reconnects, we knew this process had to be collective. Leveraging technology, we crafted a simple invitation to gather diverse voices from our networks. Participants were asked to respond with a short video performing a condensed version of Joanna Macy's original poem Bestiary, skillfully adapted by Reconectando's Liliana Acevedo. Within days, we received video contributions from various countries in different languages. Imagine Action's Yuri Neumer edited these clips into a short video complemented by music from Claire Hadin. This compilation was then shared at the online gathering. The video builds on Imagine Action's efforts to give voice to the more than human world through embodied artistic expression. It was beautiful to see more than 50 faces and voices worldwide, each in their native language. Post-viewing, Ilaria Olimpico guided us on an emotional and poetic response to the video's imagery, weaving together a collective mandala of grief for the current state of our world. The experience showcased the beauty that emerges when we collectively mourn and create meaning from a collapsing society. In the spiral of the Work That Reconnects, before going forth, we need to listen to the vast sadness of our hearts and the wild anger in our throats. Only then can the pain lead us towards transformation and rebirth. Staying present is an ability needed now more than ever. Often we numb ourselves to protect ourselves, so our hearts remain unbroken but frozen. We prefer Joanna Macy's invitation to walk through life with an open, broken heart. After the viewing, we took moments of silence. This pregnant emptiness was necessary for possibilities to arise. We found ourselves in a dance between tears and smiles, sadness and hope. Hope is not just wishful thinking. As Joanna says, active hope is a readiness to discover the strength of our hearts, our love for life, the unsuspected depth of patience and diligence, our innate authority, and our capacity to lead. None of these can be discovered from a sofa or without risk. Yes, it takes courage. And courage, contrary to what is commonly perceived, is the twin of vulnerability. Having Joanna's blessed presence during this virtual ritual was a source of great joy. Our souls expressed the power of shared mourning, and together we sought an antidote to the collective trauma stemming from separation and destruction we face. Collectively transforming our pain and freeing our energy so we can fight for a new world to emerge.